I got to tell you a quick little story. Is as a matter of fact, Sam Colton's class, they were about ready to graduate, and we had a little, Ernie Lopez and I and some others decided to take the group because we'd had them for 2 years, you know, and you become very attached. You know their family stories, they know, you know, their stories, and you get to know your students very well. So we went to lunch, and during lunch they presented me with a plaque. I still have it at home. It's the Whip. They nicknamed me the Whip. And that was Mr. Colton's idea, and along with Steve Danowicz and Mike Papera and some other guys that were in that class. And that basically is the way a good teacher would be recognized, as somebody that pushes their students, somebody that challenges their students, and not literally whip them, but you kind of whip them into shape type of thing. And I appreciate that when my students still, I see them, I see students that I hardly recognize anymore because they've gotten old. I haven't. They've gotten old. And then they say, "Hey, Mr. Huerta," and it's, "Give me a name. I recognize his face, but give me a name." And they tell me, you know, they thank me for having been hard on them, pushing them, asking them to do things beyond. And I believe that hard work makes you good at what you're doing. And I've got students that own businesses now. Many students that have gone on to be teachers in the welding area, and kind of makes me proud. Kind of like a dad. And you see your kids grow up and they do something. And speaking of, my son is now in his third semester here at Arizona Western College as a part-time teacher. So here, I wish I had some pictures of him when I used to bring him out to the lab on Saturdays and Sundays when I had something to do, and he was running around in diaper with a bottle and following me around the welding lab, and now he's in there teaching. So those are the kinds of things that make Arizona Western College. It's a family.